Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Thumping Ground family. It's your girl, Nikisha Clayton Lee. I hope everyone is safe and healthy today. It is Tuesday, the most famous day of the week. Yay! I'm a certified life coach. I want to thank the listeners who listen to the show every week. Thank you for leaving your comments. If you have time, you can go back and listen to prior episodes. All episodes are archived. Cannot talk today. All right, guys, we have an amazing show. You know enough about me. I created this platform to be a listening ear, a safe place where you can dump off your problems and pick up some solutions. I am Coach Lee, here to prepare you for the game of life. You know my saying, there's greatness on the inside of each and every one of us. To get to that next level, we just need that push. For the month of June, each episode, I will be shouting out Black businesses. Black industry from different industries. I want to encourage my Dumping Ground families to pour your talent, your time, your treasures into our Black communities, into our Black businesses, our local businesses. Last week, I talked about, if you guys caught on to it, I was specifically talking about the Gwinnett County area because it was so amazing how many different Black businesses that's located in this area that I had no clue, and I will be pouring my dollars into. I'm super excited that we are pulling together for Black Lives Matters. Let's pull together in all areas of our lives so we can be a strong, united front. All right, that's the gist of it. My thing, you know, my favorite thing is, my favorite quote is, do not despise small beginnings. And I feel like I added, everything starts with the vision, prayer, and execution. With these three ingredients, small beginnings can develop into something that will blow your mind. So tonight, I have seven amazing businesses that I want everybody this week to kind of pour into, check it out, look into these businesses, and when you get a chance, check them out. My first business that I want to make sure that we as African Americans pour into this business. It is my favorite place on earth. Every Friday I work from home, I go to this place to be my energy place. It is called the Oil Bar. Some of my coworkers know I go there and get oil, I get the shea moisture, and I add scents to it, and you will smell divine. The shea moisture is organic and soft like butter. It feels so good on your skin. If you have eczema or different skin things, I have eczema, so it doesn't make me itch. It is like the best place on this planet. If you guys check this place out. They are right now, their locations are closed because of COVID, but that doesn't stop us because half of us are all doing online shopping anyway. So their online store is open. Yesterday, my sister from Mississippi called me up and said, hey, I need you to order me such and such and such from the Oil Bar. Go online. I hit them up, went on their website, ordered her stuff that she wants. They're shipping to Mississippi. They have free shipping for $20. They have all different types of specials going on right now. For Father's Day, check out the Oil Bar. You will not be disappointed. That is my top. All right? The next thing is called Splatters. Now, I ran across this Black business. I was looking on social media. And I was like, it was pretty cool because the mother, she was drawing art, and as she was drawing, she was breastfeeding her child, her infant. And her husband in the background was just like affirming her, just telling her how he's so proud of her and how she's, you know, she's going to go places, and she's just drawing these beautiful art. And when I seen that, it just struck my heart. I was like, you know what? This is my next one, and it's called Splatters. It's a mobile paint that she does mobile paint parties. And the cool thing she does also is body maternity painting. So if you check her out on her IG, which is called Splatters, S-P-L-A-T-T-E-R-S. I'll have all this information on Facebook and Instagram so you guys can check them out. But if you check out her page, it's so cool. Like, she had all these pregnant moms, and their bellies were painted in different themes. And different. It was just so unique, and it just blew my mind. And she does paint boxes, meaning, like, if you want to have a sip and paint with your girlfriend, she will mail out the boxes to you, and she also will do a virtual hug. I thought that was pretty cool, and I'm really thinking about doing this, so I know who I'm going to use, and it's Splatters. And her website is www.splatterstudio.com. Again, this information will be posted so you guys can support these Black-owned businesses. My next one is an all-time favorite. This young lady, we've been together for knee-high to a grasshopper, as the old people say. I've been knowing her for forever. Like, we literally grew up together. And she, her specialty, I've noticed, is like silk press and crochets. Like, she is the queen of crochets. And you know, as women, African-American women, we love our hair to be flawless. And this young lady will be able to hook up your natural, your crochets. She does full locks. She will hook you up. And that girl is LaShonda Natural Hairstylist. Her IG is LaShonda Natural Hair _ Stylist. She's at Chick Trees Salon, located at 2821 Main Street, West Snellville, Georgia. Her Facebook is LaShonda Natural Hairstyle. So if you want to get those crochets, you know, we want to do these protective styles for the summertime. Get in the pool and be careful with this pool with the corona, but, you know, be wise. But you don't want your hair to get messed up, and you want protective style, check out LaShonda. She can hook you up with that. And then in the wintertime, you want to get that silk press, she got you. She got you. This one right here blew my mind. Like, it blew my mind because I know with women, we always are at the hair beauty supply store. We go there like we go to work. I know I do. I always need some edge control. I always need an edge control brush. I always need shampoo. I mean, I'm forever in a hair supply store. So why not support a Black hair supply store, which is called PDK Beauty Supply. It's located in 710 Hokenbridge Road, Suite 220, Roswell, Georgia. How about that, right? IG is PDK Beauty Supply. You can order online, pdkbeauty.com. Go and pour your dollars. I know we've been so used to supporting our beloved Asians, and we're going to continue, but how about we trump that and pour into our beauty supply store, PDK? They have the same thing. I looked on his website, and I was super duper surprised that I totally need to just focus and pour into this African American business. Super excited. Now, this one right here, I was on Instagram. And everybody say I look like Monique. They're like, oh, my God, you look like Monique. Monique, you look like sister, blah, blah, blah. Hit all my life, right? So I saw a post on her Instagram this weekend, and it blew my mind because everybody is geared up for us to pour into our Black businesses. And this one right here, I'm going this weekend. It's called Atlanta Harvest Farm. How about that? Black-owned farm. It's at 2024 Walton Stevens Road, Jonesboro, Georgia. IG is Atlanta Harvest. Their website is www.harvestfarm.com. Hey, no chemicals. You don't have to worry about any of that. You get fresh fruit. It's a family-owned business, and they're just doing generation to generation. When I saw that, I was like, yeah, I got to hit them up on social media and let them know I am shouting out to the world on the mountaintop for us to pour into this. Take the drive. You know you've been in the house all week. Cool. Get in your car. Go there. Put your mask on and go get you some fresh fruit. Get you some fresh cauliflower. Get you some fresh tomatoes. You know, we're from the South. You want some fresh tomatoes and some fresh peaches. Go and check it out. All right. My next person, again, I'm forever on social media because I'm trying to find new information to shout out to the world so we can pour into. And the next one is Chicken and Waffles. Well, you know, I don't eat chicken. But, hey, I know everybody's not me. But when I saw how this company is Black-owned and how their food looks so yummy and so good, it made me want to try some more chicken. But I'm just saying, it looks so amazing. And I want you guys to check it out. It's Chicken and Waffles called Nanny's Chicken and Waffle. It's located at 1040 Flatshows Road in Conyers, Georgia, 30013. And their IG is Nanny, N-A-N-A, Chicken and Waffles. Like I said, when I read their bio and their story, I was like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. Family owned. They are keeping it in the family, which is amazing, and they're pouring into each other. Let's pour into get you some chicken and waffles. And they had other stuff, but, you know, we like that combination of that sweet and sour. I mean, sweet and savory, not sour. Sweet and savory, that's our thing. So, you know, on social media, everybody is breaking up with Starbucks. For you coffee people, Starbucks, you know, everybody's mad, which I totally get it. But I saw a post from Jason Weaver. You guys probably remember him. And he posted all of these Black-owned coffee shops. And I sent it out to some friends. And I was like, dude, we have to start giving our money to our community. Like, we have to start, if you drink coffee and let's stay out of Starbucks. Let's pour our dollars into our own. And this place is called Village Coffee House. And this Village Coffee House, Little Five, is what they have on IG. Their address is 420 Samoyo Avenue, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia. The hours of Sunday through Thursday is from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. From Friday to Saturday is 10 a.m. to 12 a.m. So for all you coffee drinkers, go and support Village Coffee House. Drive by Starbucks, blow your horn, and go and check out our Black-owned coffee house and pour your dollars into that. So I had something special. I looked up on rollout.com, and I wanted to share this with my viewers. And this is what it said. Economics. Group economics is, as one group of people who agree to actively and consciously pursue a common economic interest to sustain and secure themselves. We can take a look at the Jews, the Asians, and the Italian communities who have been practicing this principle for years. Now it's our turn, right? We have the Black Wall Street. Let's bring back Black Wall Street. Let's start owning things and helping each other and building each other up. Okay, your question is, Makisha, how do we do that? How do we do this? Okay, I got an answer for you. You know, I'm about solutions, right? How can you make a difference in your community by practicing group economics? Here are a few ways you to use group economics. Start a business. Ding, 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 ding. Support Black-owned business. Ding, 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 ding. Hire Black workers. Ding, 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 ding. Open an account at a Black bank. Attend community events. Create a community garden. Start black schools. Create trust funds for your children. Join a community investment group. Improve your understanding on finance and economics. And this came from rollout.com. When I say a light bulb opened in my brain, it opened in my brain. Am I saying not to support any other race? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying for so many years, we have not enough. Let's stand together and build empires. What's the difference between the Asian community, the Jew community, and the Italian community? They stick together. They make it work together. We have to have that same mentality if we're going to proceed. God commands his blessing in unity. We have to unite. We have to unite ourselves. We have to be unified. We have to come together. We have to lose the thought of competition. There is no competition. There is enough money out here for everyone if we work together. We can't be competing with our sisters and our brothers. We can't be tearing down our sisters and our brothers. We can't be judging our sisters and our brothers. We have to be a bridge to help each other fill the gap. Let's help each other. We can do this. We've done it before. The Black Wall Street in the 1900s. What's stopping us from doing this again? They won't be able to take it from you now. They can't take it from you. They can't take the wisdom, the knowledge from you now. They can't take it away from you. Because guess what? You're going to pour it into your children. And your children are going to pour it into their children. And their children are going to pour it into their children. You will leave a legacy. You will leave a trailblaze for your community. So that's all I have to say. I'm going to stop. I'm going to get off my soapbox. But I just want you guys to definitely pour into these businesses. I want you guys to get the oil bar. Go to the oil bar. Go get, right now their stores are closed until the 29th. Go online. Get you some Shea Moisture, 100% organic. Add you some fragrance in it. Do that. Splatters, you know, you want to do a girl's night and you want to do a sip and paint. Splatters, or if you're maternity, got some people you want to do your maternity pictures and you want paint, something different, splatters. You want your hair silk, or you want some crochets, LaShonda Natural Hairstyle. How about you need to get that hair to go to LaShonda to get them crochets? How about you go to PBK Beauty Supply or go online, check them out, pour your money into that. You're hungry, go to, and you want some fresh fruit, go to Atlanta's Harvest Farm, get you some fresh peaches, you know, this Georgia peach, get you some fresh tomatoes. You're hungry, get you some chicken and waffles from Nana's Chicken and Waffle. You need some coffee to wake you up. How about you go to Village Coffee House and get you some coffee? All of these businesses are Black-owned. They're waiting for you to come and bless them with your presence. Hey, that's all I have to say today. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate your time. I'm going to have all this information posted on my Facebook, Instagram, so you guys can take a look at it and pour into your community. Let's do group economics. Let's do something different. You can't get a different result doing the same thing. That is the definition of insanity. If you want something different, you have to try something different. So that's all I have to say. It's been real. I will have all this information posted so you guys can go and check out each and every one of these successful businesses. Let's pour our money, our time, and talent into these amazing businesses. Until next week, I will have more businesses. And next week, I'll have more businesses. And you know what? I might think that I'm beginning to feel this thing. So it might trickle on into July. Who knows, you know? So just we keep looking forward to hearing these hot businesses that we can help support and build. Until next time, Dump and Grounds, it's been real.